CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. You can find the bulletin online on rsgb.org. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 8th of January, 2017. This is GB2RS News. The news headlines, Happy New Year from the RSGB, GB2RS 5 MHz time change, act now to get elected. The news team and all the staff of the RSGB HQ would like to wish our news readers, listeners and online readers a very happy new year. We would like to remind everyone that the deadline for news items is 10 a.m. on Thursday mornings, and we welcome your news every week. Please send all information to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and remember to include your full club name, RSGB region, event details and most importantly contact details. The GB2RS script is uploaded to the RSGB website on Friday afternoons. Because of ongoing propagation changes, the team of 5 MHz GB2RS newsreaders has decided to revise the time of the Sunday afternoon GB2RS news bulletin in order to try and optimise reception conditions. The new transmission time will be 1500 UTC. Please note this is UTC and not local time. That's to cater for seasonal propagation and clock changes. The transmission frequency remains unchanged at 5398.5 kHz USB. It's hoped to commence the change from the 22nd of January transmission. This is the time of year when we call for volunteers to step forward for election at the RSGB AGM, which will take place at the Angel Hotel in Cardiff on the 22nd of April 2017. In 2017, the RSGB will be looking to appoint one elected board director, one nominated board director and five regional managers. Regions 2, 5, 7, 10 and 12 are open for volunteers whether the current regional manager is seeking re-election or not. Nominations for elected board directors and regional managers require the supporting signatures of 10 RSGB corporate members. Nominations for the regional manager vacancies must come from members who reside in the relevant region. Further information about the election vacancies, together with nomination forms, are available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/elections-figures-2017, or paperwork can be obtained by post from the general manager at RSGB headquarters. Completed papers with their supporting signatures must be received by noon on the 1st of February. On Friday the 27th of January, there is a free-to-attend invitation-only event at the Royal Institution of Great Britain, 21 Albemarle Street, London, W1S4BS, entitled The Evolution of Television from Baird to the Digital Age. It's a series of talks in celebration of the first public demonstration of television in January 1926 at 22 Frith Street by John Logie Baird. Registration with coffee will be from 10:30 a.m. To request an invitation, go to www.iee-ukandireland.org/baird. It's B-A-I-R-D. The event will be associated with the formal unveiling of, on the previous afternoon, of an IEEE history milestone plaque to be mounted in Frith Street. As of 1400 UTC on the 15th of January, the ARRL's logbook of the world will no longer accept contacts that have been digitally signed by versions of TQSL earlier than version 2. Users of early versions are encouraged to upgrade as soon as possible, as older TQSL versions contain uncorrected defects and display inaccurate error messages. The current versions of TQSL for Windows, OS X, and Linux are available online. This action does not affect data already uploaded to Logbook of the World. All QSOs remain in the LOTW database in perpetuity. The 14th IARU World High Speed Telegraphy Championship will be hosted by Hungarian Radio Amateur Society, MRASZ, will take place from the 13th to the 17th of September 2017. All information regarding the event can be found on the webpage of the championship, www.hst2017.org. The new radio amateur HF propagation prediction tool, as mentioned previously in Radcom, is now fully available. The URL is www.predtest.uk. That's predtest.uk. New features include various colour schemes for the plots, allowing users with colour preferences to make the best viewing choices for themselves. If you have any comments or suggestions, email Gwyn Williams, G4FKH, via g4fkh.sky.com. Details now of rally and events for the coming week. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, takes place on the 15th of January at Lowton Civic Centre, Hesketh Meadow Lane, WA32AH, just off the A580 East Lancs Road. Doors open 11 a.m. Car parking is free. Trade stands bring and buy special interest groups and the RSGB bookstall. Catering is available on site. Further details from John 07870 161953. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. A group of Brazilian operators will be active as ZZ8P from Polderush Island, IOTA reference SA072, between the 14th and 18th of January. Activity will be on various HF bands, including SSB, CW and the digital modes, QSL, PT2, GTI, direct, by the Bureau Club Log or Logbook of the World. Steve G0SGB will be active as ZC4SB from various locations within Cyprus, AS004 between the 11th and 25th of January. He will operate SSB and CW mostly 80, 40 and 20 metres, QSL via his home call direct only. JH6WDG is on the air as T88AQ from Koror Island, that's IOTA OC009, until the 13th of January. Activity 160 to 6 metres, SSB, CW and various digital modes, QSL home call. DJ2EH will be on the air as TG9 stroke call sign in Guatemala from the 10th to the 24th of January. Activity will be on the HF bands using CW and RTTY QSL home call. Rich K8NDS will be operating as V31RF from the 9th of January to the 6th of Feb. Activity will be 40, 20 and 17 metres using SSB, QSL via operator's instructions. Now for the special news, special event news, KB2KW will be on the air, sorry, that's GB2KW will be on the air from the 1st to the 28th of January using Vintage KW Electronics Limited equipment. See the GB2KW listing on qrz.com for full information. Humber Fortress DXARC in Hull has organised a year's multi-club activation to celebrate Hull as the UK City of Culture 2017. Ofcom have kindly granted the callsign GB0HCC for the whole year, using the standard NOV format of 28 days. Each club will apply for the relevant 28-day portion of the year to follow on from the previous club. Humber Fortress will be starting the year off. Look for them on 1480-metre bands. Canadian radio amateurs can use the special call sign prefixes to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Canada's Confederation in 2017. Those whose regular call signs start with VA will be able to use the CF prefix, VE will be able to use CG, VO will be able to use CH prefix, and those with VY can use CI prefix. Contest news, the UK 6-metre group winter marathon continues on 6 metres until the end of January. Details on the uksmg.org website. ARRL RTTY Roundup runs for 30 hours until 23:59 on the 8th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number, with US stations sending their state and Canadians their province. Today the 8th, the CWAFS takes place, 1400 to 1800 UTC. Using 3.5 and 7 MHz bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the low power is 432 megs FM contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, it's the 50 MHz UK activity contest, which runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 14th, the SSB AFS contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC, SSB only on the 3.5 and 7 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G4BAO. Firstly, Happy New Year to everyone. We've got off to a bad start with a massive coronal hole on the sun that has rewarded us with dire predictions for the period up to the 8th of January. We can expect the K-index to hit 4 or 5 at times, with a consequent lowering of maximum usable frequencies and noisy HF conditions. This isn't being helped by a complete lack of sunspots, depressing the solar flux index into the low 70s. As a result, daytime critical frequencies over the UK are struggling to exceed 5 to 6 MHz at times. That means that 60 and 80 metres are often the best band for inter-G working, with 40 metres mostly reserved for long skip into Europe. On longer distance contacts, although the 20 metres is the best all-round band, we are often seeing longer range 17 metre opens around lunchtime and early afternoon. However, we're still in the winter sporadic E season. Although these openings can be short-lived and unreliable, it's worth checking the 10-metre beacons from time to time. Over the next week, the K-index is predicted to dip around 2 or 3, with the solar flux index remaining in the mid-70s. Now, VHF and up. At the start of the week, we have high pressure over the near continent, so perhaps some weak tropo openings into Europe may appear for southern stations. It will need some moisture at the surface underneath the inversion to make conditions work, so look for mist and fog or a blanket of cloud to show the presence of moisture near the inversion. Remember, it's the contrast of moisture across the inversion that allows the duct to work. Deepening lows will then cross to the north of Scotland and drive colder, drier air south again, along with very strong winds at times. This will effectively finish any tropo after midweek. In view of the active lows later in the week, there'll also be some strong jet stream activity at times, which is always worth noting as a potential marker for some of the rarer midwinter sporadic E. The short but intense quarantined meteor shower is past its peak, so look for the dawn peak in random activity. We're now heading into winter minimum for meteor activity. Moon declination is high all week and losses are low with perigee on Tuesday, so it's a good week for EME. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.